This has quickly become a favourite of many. You have Christmas movies to watch at this time of the year, but it's hard to know what's good and what's not. So we have drawn up a Christmas movie correspondent. We call her our crappy Christmas movie correspondent, Crystal Daly. Love having you on.
Good morning. Yes, look, I mean, it's a lot of pressure being the top-rated segment on this show, Damon Adams.
I'm not sure if
I've got more official data to back that up.
Hey, Crystal, I'm not sure if you noticed this week, but on Power FM's Facebook page, we released our 2020 Christmas movie advent calendar. Yes. And it was hard to do that because, of course, it's the start of December. We need to release it now without knowing all the new movies to put in there. I did not put last week's movie, Midnight at the Magnolia, in there.
I mean, it's a travesty. I was actually very happy, though, to see Bushfire Moon in the list.
Yes.
That is such a great Aussie Christmas flick. I think it does go by another name as well. You know how sometimes they release movies with two different names?
Do they?
Yes, but I can't tell you what the other one is. However, if you do Google Bushfire Moon, it does come up on the internet. So if you haven't seen that one, I can recommend. Now, this week, Damon Adams, yes, I have gone with Christmas on the Square.
Christmas on the Square. I've, again, never heard of it.
Okay, this is another Netflix treasure. And I personally feel like festive sentiment is always best expressed with enthusiastic singing and big jugs. But this year,
What was the second one? What was the second bit there?
Big jugs. Yes, but this year, they aren't full of mulled wine and eggnog. They're filled with, at least they're kind of owned by America's country music sweetheart, Dolly Parton.
Literally big jugs.
Yes, indeed. And an age-defying face. But this is an interesting one. If you are someone who's not necessarily a musical fan, well, you're most likely not going to make it past the first 5 minutes of the movie because it features an all-singing and dancing spectacular with tango and tap, and there is plenty more where that came from because there's no less than 14 songs written especially for the movie as proudly displayed in the opening credits.
14, so they're all original Christmas songs.
Yes, and I mean, to be fair, they're not exactly hiding that it's a musical, but the cheese factor is strong in this one, my friends. We're not just talking a margarita topping here, but a big old gooey three cheese. It is it is out of control. But I'm going to tell you, I kind of liked it. So it stars Christine Baranski.
Of course, you love a musical. Of course, this was going to be your answer.
I know. It stars Christine Baranski from Mamma Mia as a Scroogey landlordy kind of lady character who wants to sell everyone's home. Yes. She is a villain, and she wants to sell everyone's homes and businesses on the square out from under everyone right before Christmas. Dolly Parton plays an angel, and she comes along to spark an epiphany, of course. If you can get through the opening 5 minutes, it gets better. Honestly, I hated the first 5 minutes, and I
well done.
Like musicals. I was like, this is too much. But there are some touching moments, and there's some amazing vocal performances. It has an Annie vibe about it, which is odd. But if singing, dancing, and a gooey moral served with a side of rhinestones is your jam, or, I don't know, maybe it's more your cranberry sauce, watch it with abandon. And I think if you just embrace the kind of cheesiness and the campness, you're gonna roll with it and you're going to dig it.
Okay, well, in the past couple of weeks, we've done gluten-free brandy snaps, but I'm feeling we should do jugs of eggnog or just jugs, Christmas jugs. How many Christmas jugs would this film get?
All right, so like I said, I thought I was going to hate it, but I was won over and I did end up with an involuntary smile and shimmy happening at the end of the film. So I am scoring it 4 big jugs.
Now, just to be clear, is that just single jugs or pairs of jugs?
4 double jugs out of 5.
Should this movie replace anything on our movie advent calendar, do you think?
Potentially. I mean, it is pretty outrageous.
Well, once again, another great recommendation. Put that one on your list. Crystal, we've got a couple of weeks left yet. You're building to a great height here.
Oh, I cannot wait to bring you next week's review. I have a feeling it's not going to be a good one.
Our crappy Christmas movie correspondent, Crystal Daly, always a pleasure. Happy watching this week.
Thank you very much.